Okay, so previously on Bitches and Witches. Yeah. So we were all in Mistwald. How far back am I going? Sorry, I know it's like we opened on a meadow.
you can start with Mistwald.
Okay. So we're in a little swamp town called Mistwald because our ship got broken. And then while we were in Mistwald, we met a sexy innkeeper. I remember that. And then we stayed at a little inn. We also saw a random frog, and we chased the frog for a long time. It made sense in context.
Debatable.
Yeah. Okay. And then we went to a weapons shop, and we got some weapons. And then after that, we met the Lord, so-called Lord of Mistwald, who's a man named Gira. And Gira kind of sent us on a mission to go deeper into the swamp, I think, and interact with this wizard named Kiki, or sorcerer named Kiki. So we crossed the river with a creepy ferryman, and we met Kiki, who was a tree. And then Kiki basically told us that they had been dealing with a princess who was awful, so he turned the princess into a frog, and the frog mind-controlled whoever interacted with it, and then it turned out that Torian had the frog the whole time. Torian gave the frog back to the Lord of Mistwald, which was the worst possible thing that he could have done.
Right.
Literally so the one thing Kiki didn't want to happen, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we all went to the so-called Lord of Mistwald's manor. Oh, Sport gave a stirring speech, and we gathered a bunch of townspeople to come with us. And we went to the manor, and it turned out that the princess, who had been turned into a frog, had mind-controlled people to gather the Dark Fiends, and so we go and we fought the Dark Fiends and we killed the princess as in a frog form, and that was bad and we probably shouldn't have done that. But she's dead now.
But she's dead now.
She's dead now. And then we got on our boat and we left after saying goodbye to everyone.
That's a nice way of saying you were then banned, exiled from Mistwald.
I thought we got exiled. Oh, yeah, because the so-called Lord of Mistwald was, like, real mad.
I mean, that checks out. That's pretty fair, I think.
Yeah, we killed his girlfriend. In hindsight, yeah.
Yes. No, okay, so after we killed the frog, after we got many things telling us not to kill the frog, then we killed the frog, and then we got a lot of people saying maybe we shouldn't have killed the frog. Trarian went and brooded for a while, and no one talked to him about it. And then we sailed on to another place, and now fire shaping works again, so Trarian very cleverly burned the boat down, so it's gone now.
Oh, that's right, and we were falling down a hole or something? We fell down a hole?
We found a wolf.
Yeah. Which we usually have really good luck with.
Yeah. No, didn't we follow the wolf and then we, like, fell down a thing and the wolf was like, well, see you on the other side, suckers. We were like, what?
Yep.
A talking wolf.
And it had a charming New Zealand accent. Which I'm very excited to hear again, so I hope we meet up with the wolf again.
Okay, so that's wrapped up, I feel like. Now let's do character introduction. We'll do this alphabetically by character name, and then we'll introduce the guests.
Cool.
Everyone's trying to remember their character's name.
So Katie, since you're playing Finn, do you want to introduce Finn?
Yes!
Oh, I'm Finn. I'm a crocodile or an alligator. It's unclear.
And I combined wounds and also chomp.
Note for note impression of Sam.
Yeah. Sam, I thought you were sick. I didn't know that you
Oh, I'm glad you made it, Sam. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel fine now. I'm still.
Great.
Next would be Rand.
I am Amber. I play Rand, a human warrior who is real good at fighting and smashing and killing things, and real bad at everything else.
I'm Katie Triggs. I play a Skort human lady who is...
A human lady.
A human lady. She and what? She's kind of flirtatious, you know? She's like... She's charming.
I didn't mean to laugh when you said you were charming like it wasn't true. It's just so true that I laugh.
It's so terribly true.
I get that.
Yeah.
I'm Robin, and I play Twarian, who is a human adept, and his number one defining characteristic is that he is not frogs.
Still up for debate.
Everyone he meets is like, you know what? You're not frogs.
Demonstrably like, untrue.
Right, yeah. Like, the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. Okay, that's fine. That's how we're starting the game. All right, cool.
And I'm Jessica, and I play the part of the person who's upset that her friends are terrible all the time.
Yeah, God bless you. I think
we're doing great.
You're basically
you
Mother Teresa.
So well, though.
We do.
And today we have some awesome special guests with us, and they are going to tell us a little bit about themselves and the characters that they'll be playing today. So why don't we start with Kenny?
Hi, I'm Kenny. I'm Punter Drone on Experience Points. I play Absco Cash. And do you want me to introduce my Blue Rose character or no?
Yeah, just a brief, their name and, who they are.
So I didn't know that Rand was also a warrior, so I'm Ran, a seafolk warrior.
Yes. Nice. Nice.
Instant best.
Or that other thing.
Perfect. Thank you. And then Kelric?
Hi, I'm Kelric. I play Angus on our... all-queer cast Experience Points podcast. It's a Starfinder game, and you can find me at EQ Points on Twitter, and today I am playing Nekokata, a Rykat cheetah, the most majestic sea.
Shut up.
Incredible, yes.
Yeah, we have some fun stuff planned for today.
Oh my god.
You don't know this, but Skort is going to want a Ribond with you so much.
So Skort is desperate for a Ribond.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to talk about it. Oh my god, while I'm playing Finn, that would be wrong.
For listeners who may not remember this, Katie is still a little bit upset that Sam, her husband, didn't want a Ribond with her.
Friends fighting monsters and living bravely. Friends rolling the dice and fighting for justice for everybody. Friends will stick together, keep on playing until it's won. 'Cause we're bitches and liches and liches and bitches and bitches and liches friends.
Alright, so... When we last left our heroes, you were following a wolf, and you stopped for a little bit too long and fell through the sands. When you looked around yourselves, you realized that you were in a dark cave. You can't see very well, but you can tell that there's a path in front of you that just sort of leads off into the darkness.
I try to climb out of the hole.
You roll a 3D, roll 3d6 for me.
Okay.
You're not going to make it, man.
Just... And you can add dexterity, because that's what climbing would be under.
Do I subtract 2?
for your dexterity?
For my corruption.
Oh, we haven't been doing corruption. Don't worry about it. It's too much work. I'll add that in eventually, but not today.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to roll 3d6, but I was rolling 1d6 plus 3, so hang on. That makes more sense.
Everything is perfect.
15.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good for Torian. All right, you latch onto the wall, and you start trying to climb up. And when you hit the top where the hole is, you sort of, like, reach out to grab it, and the sand just, like, rushes down in front of you, and you fall right back down on the ground. And you take 2 damage.
Ooh. That's... So...
You feel good about that, huh?
I mean, I think I'm learning a lesson about trying to mess with Jessica's plans.
Oh, are you?
Are you?
Well, that doesn't sound like something you would do. I feel like I'm trying really hard not to learn a lesson about messing with Jessica's plans.
There it is.
Okay, I don't want to be, like, this guy, but it seems like maybe this would be a good time for fire shaping so we could see down the dark path.
But who do we know who has fire shaping?
Okay.
That's a great question.
I do fire shaping.
I quit.
Wait, no, can I? No, no, wait, I don't do fire shaping. I do light shaping way better.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so much better. I didn't know you had that. Oh, yeah, that's how frogs are made.
Yes, that's where baby frogs come from.
That is how she made frogs before.
That makes sense.
All right, tell me what you do.
Action, intelligence test, resistance none. TN is 7. Can I do that? Or
tell me what you're doing. Do your thing. There's literally a thing called illuminate under light shaping. Do your damn thing.
That's fine. I got 15, which means I can illuminate.
You can illuminate the fuck out of this place.
What, man? Illuminate it, man.
Yeah, like 20, 30, 40, 50, like 60
man,
feet.
I wish I could see.
I could do a 60-foot radius. So.
Great, since you couldn't just walk down the fucking path and had to illuminate it first. At the end of the path, you see a large ornate door. It seems to be made out of wood, and there's iron on it, sort of like curling around it in a very fancy decoration.
Doors are our greatest enemy.
And then the other direction, because it is like a path both ways, just like past the radius of the light, it just looks like more darkness.
Okay, I think we should go try to open the door.
Did we find a key like an episode ago that we forgot about? That we should check. Let's try to open
I have a key, and it's called my flail. I can open it with some smashy bits if you want.
Yes, in.
Okay, I try the handle of the door first, just quickly.
Score, no! You know how this goes.
Okay, so as you approach the door, before anyone touches it, are you actually going to play Finn or no?
Please, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can. I didn't get his character sheet, though, so I don't know his, like, stats. But yeah, okay. I can play him.
So that's fine. As you get closer, Finn can sense that something seems strange, but he can't, like, quite place what it is. Torian, as you get close to the door, you are sensing a distinct absence of Arcana. So normally, like, when you get close to Arcana being cast, you can feel that Arcana happening. But in this case, there's no Arcana. And not just, like, that no one's casting anything, but, like, even the little bit of Arcana you would normally feel in the air, especially this close still to the Varren Marsh, is gone. It's like a dead zone. And you've never felt anything like this.
Is the light dimmer near the door, or...?
Nope. It's just at the door, that's where it seems to start.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
So Finn just, like, sensed something, but he's not sure what it is?
Yeah, he senses something is strange, but he can't tell what it is. Because Finn only rolled a 7.
Oh, no, Finn.
Do you need me to do, like, a sense magic? I guess it doesn't matter.
Can you see if you know anything about underground doors?
Yeah.
Underground let me roll a quick sand lore trap check. Doors.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 7. I did roll 3 ones, though, so that's something, right?
Wow.
Friends,
I feel like we're soulmates.
I don't know anything about underground doors.
So you rolled a 7 and you got 3 ones?
Yeah. Because my intelligence is 4. I guess it'd be a 9, technically, because I have lore, but...
Okay,
the point is,
well...
I rolled 3 ones. And it was terrible. It was the worst roll I could have done.
Well, what we'll do is, since it's so fucking bright in here, you just get, like, a real good look at the store, so I'll give you a +2. Which gives you 11.
Yes.
Which gives you enough
There's
to
a
know.
Note on the door explaining it.
It's like, look, you idiot, here's what the door is.
So what you know with the 11 that you definitely got on your own that I didn't just cheat for you because I just want to move us along already.
Excellent.
Is you've never seen a door exactly like this before, but you've seen something similar in your studies. And what you know about it is that this is the kind of door that sorcerers used to use, and they would use them because they could enchant them so that anyone who didn't have corruption couldn't get through them. So anyone who was there to, like, fight off sorcerers wouldn't be able to make it through a door like this without getting hurt.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Lucky for us, I am quite corrupt.
Oh, God. Are Dardis and Talaid with us?
No, they didn't fall down the hole.
Oh,
they followed the wolf.
God.
They didn't even jump down after us when they saw that we were in the hole.
No, because the wolf was like, we'll see you on the other side.
That's fine. I thought Dardis and I may have had something special, but that's fine.
All right, well, so... Do we try to open the door?
Yeah. I open the door with my correct hand. Jeez.
All right. The door swings open.
I convey to everyone the thing about corruption that I just learned with my lore check.
Okay, the door swings open, and even though the light that you cast should be able to show you what's on the other side, you can't actually see anything. It's just darkness.
Oh, snap. Mm. What do you think, Skort? should we go in?
I mean, it's up to you. I don't think that I can go in, right? Like, me and Finn and Rand can't really go in?
Oh, I just thought once I opened the door, anyone could go in. That's not... I mean, I don't know a lot about doors, but...
Wait, I thought you, Torian, said earlier that it was, you couldn't pass through the doorway.
Torian doesn't know enough about the sorcerer's doors to know if she can only, or if he can only open it, or if he can also get through.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know enough about the door to be able to answer that.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm real dumb.
Okay. I think we should just go.
Okay.
Rand skips through the doorway. Past the door.
Skort also goes through the door, and so does Finn.
And so does Torian.
Okay. Torian, when you go through the door... Oh, that was too many dice. Torian, when you go through the door, you take 4 damage.
Wait, what?
You take 4 damage.
Me?
Yeah, when you go through the door.
Oh, no. Man, I'm taking a lot of damage in this episode.
Yeah, you're really fucking up.
It's almost as if she holds a grudge against you.
That doesn't sound like me. So you go through the doorway, this just like intense darkness that you can't see through, and as soon as you're on the other side, you step into this large cavern. In front of you, what you see are, there's a tall Vata woman who looks similar to like Dardis and Talaid. She's a tall woman, she has very, very dark skin. She's dressed in very fine silks with some light armor over the top of her silks. She's got like silver hair, and she's dancing. Right on the edge of sort of a pond, like a pond that's inside of this cave.
Cool.
Next to her, you see, Kelric, go ahead and describe Nekokata for us.
A tall shoulder, well, not shoulder, but like hip height cheetah that is glorious to behold. Like, just amazing. With really sharp fangs.
The most beautiful cheetah you've ever seen.
Wow. The most.
And I've seen some beautiful cheetahs.
Like, top-notch cheetahs. This is the toughest.
And in the pond, you see 2 figures. One of them, can you go ahead and describe yours?
Yeah, so you see this beautiful woman. Like, at first glance, you could mistake her for a mermaid, but she has this flowing green mottled hair and this palish skin color.
And next to her, you see a large figure that seems to be made out of the water. Like, it seems almost like a cresting wave has taken the shape of a person and is sort of hovering in the water. Robin, as soon as you step through the door, that feeling of that, like, absence of arcana just goes away now that you're on the other side. And what you sense is heavy corruption. Like, you can sense sorcery. And it's coming from that group, and that's all you know for sure. They haven't seen you yet. You're standing, like, just inside the doorway, and the two on the shore have their backs to you, and the two in the water are just looking at the ones on the shore, so they haven't seen you yet.
I whisper to the others, hey, these guys are, like, crazy corrupt. Like, crazy corrupt. I don't know if you can hear me, but...
They're super
corrupt.
Yeah, but they're so pretty.
I know, I feel like Skort's, like, already, like, trying to saunter up and be like, how's it going?
Do you see that cheetah? That cheetah is glorious to behold.
Rand wants to pet the kitty.
But, like, I think maybe we should not go, maybe we should just go the other way down the tunnel and pretend that we never saw them. That seems the way that Jessica wants us to go.
I feel it. No, so then Torian turns around and Skort's just, like, already gone. She's, like, already okay, going yeah. up the Like, oh, hey.
So are you greeting the people that you're seeing?
I love your pond. You Torian's all just look so great. Is it the lighting in here? Like, what's happening? You all look so good.
So when you speak, the Vata woman turns and looks at you, and she just raises one stately eyebrow and just frowns Ooh. Down at you.
Oh.
Is she, like, glaring? Like, is she, like, mad or just...
She looks suspicious, and she says, and what are you doing here?
I'm so sorry to interrupt. We were coming down this tunnel. I guess we just kind of fell. It was it's a big mistake, really.
There was a wolf.
There was some kind of talking wolf. By the way, oh, sorry, so rude. My name's Skort. This is Torian, and this is Rand, and this is Finn.
As you sort of, like, go around and introduce everyone, she turns her attention on Torian. She glares and sort of bares her teeth in a sort of snarl, and I need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh dear. Dang it.
Oh dear.
I was gonna blush. I rolled doubles. Does that do anything on initiative? I always forget.
Not for you.
Oh.
Fair enough. Oh my god.
Not I just mean you. It only does something for Amber.
Oh, okay. That's not what it sounded like you meant. Are you sure that's what you meant?
Not for you. You're dead now.
What do I add to initiative again?
Dex.
Dex?
Wait. Dex,
oh
right?
I thought it was Dex, but I didn't want it.
That seems right.
Yeah, I think it's Dex. Kellick, do you remember?
Remember... No.
But it is Dex, because I have initiative in Dex.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Perfect.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so roll 3d6 and add your dexterity modifier. And then I'll 14. Just ask everyone individually, so don't just yell your numbers at me and make it hard for me, please. Thank you.
That's not what you want. Okay, I'll just go.
Amber?
I'll just end the calling.
Amber, what's yours?
I am 14.
14. And what? Tell me what your dice say.
4, 4, and 5.
Okay.
Ooh.
Plus my 1 modifier.
So I changed the rules of your dagger. Oh, and actually you got doubles, so never mind about changing the rules of your dagger.
Okay.
So you're going to be able to use your dagger this round. So after I get all of the initiative rolls, you'll go first.
Okay.
Katie, what's yours?
I think I still have -2 to dexterity from my medium armor. Is that right? That didn't change, right?
Right.
So 11 is mine.
And what's Finn's?
Oh. 12. I don't know what his dexterity is, but he rolled a 12.
That works for me. Kelric?
Yeah.
19.
Okay. I'm about to go down. Kenny?
Oh, shit.
I just rolled 2 5s to 6, so.
Jeez.
Rough.
That'd be a 15.
And Robin?
11.
And then, Kowick, do I have a second initiative roll for you?
What?
For yes.
The, mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's controlling this one is a much less impressive. Oh, wait.
What is it?
11.
11. Thank you.
Okay. This is so ominous.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? It's fine.
Oh my gosh, this is so many things to keep track of. Why do I do this to myself? Torian and Skort, what are your dexterity modifiers?
I think mine right now is 0.
Okay.
Mine is 2.
Okay. Kenny, what's your dex modifier? Oh, just kidding. I have your sheet right here.
No worries.
Because unlike some people, you're really good about giving me your updated sheet.
Wow. My updated sheet.
That was not in reference. Not like I'm about to be kicked out of this group, but if you feel like maybe it was, then maybe you need to examine some things about yourself.
Wow.
I feel like this is a very private conversation part of.
I'm gonna go have some salty potato chips.
Really, you want more salt?
This is not salt, huh?
Maybe a drink of water.
Yeah, that seems better. So what we'll do is, Amber, you will go first with your dagger.
Here we go.
You roll your 3d6 and you add your fighting modifier and you get a +3 for the dagger. Ooh. And you decide who you want to attack.
+4. Oh my god, I'm already attacking. Yep, I'm all into it though. +3, okay. Well, we're just gonna jump right into it, and Rand loves that, so, I'm gonna go for the crazy figure that seems to be made out of water. I want to attack that, because I don't understand it, and I don't like it. Let's fight that.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm drawing my map of where everyone's standing so I can keep track of this bullshit.
Yeah.
So, Kelric, can you resolve that with her?
Absolutely.
Do you have that pulled up? Because I can open it on my computer. If that's
yeah, I have it right here.
Okay.
I have it right here.
All right, so what was your attack roll, Amber?
So that's 1d6 for attack, right?
No, for the attack roll, it's 3d6 plus fighting, okay. And then +3 for the dagger.
In order okay. to beat my defense.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. I got... I rolled 13, +3 for fighting, 16, +3,
19. You hit.
How much did she beat your defense by?
6.
So then your damage is 1d6 +6.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
This is just kind of a bunch of wild dagger jabs at a water thing. I don't get it, so I don't like it. I'm just poking at it.
How much damage do you do?
You said 1d6 plus...
+6.
6.
10.
Dang. Nice. So as you jab into the water thingy... the dagger sort of, like, springs to life and almost, like, does the attack for you. And as it darts forward into the water thing, it says, "Thou art a greasy thimble." And that water thing seems kind of, like, bummed about it. And it'll have -2 on its next attack roll.
Aww.
You really hurt that water thing's feelings.
Like, yeah, now I kind of feel bad. I just, like, hurt its feelings and...
Oh, don't
I don't
you
want to
worry.
Hurt things' feelings. I just want to attack it and, like, beat it out of muscle. You know? Like, hurt its feelings and emotions. That's mean.
Oh, all right. Sorry, so you had your dagger attack, and now you're just back into the regular rotation. So now it's Nikokata's turn.
First, can Tarian give a acrobatics, a dex acrobatics?
Yeah. Roll? I mean, Torian doesn't want to, but yeah.
I'm so excited.
That's an 18 with doubles.
Dang.
Ooh.
Take that.
Nothing happens.
Excellent. Aww. Thank goodness.
All
thou art a greasy thimble.
I'm just going to keep using that.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be different it every works. Time. I have a Shakespeare insult generator filled up.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because it speaks in Shakespearean awesome. Insults. Nico, was that the end of your turn?
No, so that was for the water elemental still. I will, as soon as you run in and attack the water elemental, my eyes start blinking and I sort of shake myself and I look at you and I'm going to attempt to splash you.
Ooh, that doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah.
Oof. I do not make, so nothing happens.
Aw.
That is super sad.
That is.
But with that, I will move 12 yards back from you. And that'll be the end of my turn.
Okay, nice. Next is Kenny.
Yeah, so Ran swims at speed towards the shore, leaps out of the water, and lands near Serena and yells out, "You will not sully our work!" And does activate for guardian mode as their minor action, and their major action is going to aid ally for Serena.
Nice. Okay, so what we will do... Ooh, bonus minor action. So Serena, in response to that, after that happens, she is going to look at all of you, and she's going to start dancing.
Another dance-off. I love it.
I'm seeing, like, 70s disco.
Oh, yeah. Disco ball with, like, all of her flowing silks and stuff. Yeah. She's doing the, like, putting, like, the fingers in front of your eyes, you know? Like, the whole, like, the shopping cart. Yes. The whole nine yards. It's great. So she does that first. So then what she will do is, sort of like as the dance is happening, it's all very, very graceful. She picks up from the ground a large staff with a bright, glowing stone on the tip of it. And she is going to jab that right at Skort, the one who came up to talk to her.
Nailed it.
And that's, I have so many things open at all times. I'm sorry, this is a nightmare.
I told you talking was a silly idea.
Oh my god. Okay, so that definitely hits.
Ooh.
Oh no.
I don't like that.
And that is gonna do... Yeah, that 8 allies. So she will do 11 damage.
It looked like I wasn't at full health. Is that right for some reason?
No, you should have been at full health because you rested on the boat and then haven't fought anything since then.
Okay.
So and with the exception of Taurean, you should all be at full health.
11 minus armor, or just 11?
11 minus armor.
Well, so my armor is 8, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, never mind. I'm at 39 health.
So next is Rand.
Who just tried to hit at Skort, human lady?
That would be the tall, dancing lady.
Okay, yeah, I don't like that sort of dance, and I'm real upset about it, so I want to, let's see, I want to use my flail against that dancing motion, because the flail might hit the dancingness, you know, because it's a crazy weapon, so I'm going to try and throw my flail right at the dancing lady. No more dancing, lady!
Perfect, okay.
Get down to business, you know? So... Ooh, so attack is 3d6, right?
Yes, plus I think it's fighting for you.
Oh, it's not great. 16.
that actually hits.
You get plus two to your armor rating for my guardian mode.
Ooh, thank you. Yeah.
Let me know if you take damage.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
I have a lot of armor right now, so I probably won't, but let's see. Roll your damage roll.
Okay. It is 1d6, which was 5, plus 3 for 8.
Okay, she does not take any damage.
Oof.
And next is Finn. Do you want to not fight with him? Is that going to be too hard for you to keep track of?
Yeah, I just don't have any of this. I guess if I were Finn, I would be like, I'm going to chomp. This thing.
That is what Finn would say.
So yeah, what is it? Finn will try to chomp at whoever's closest to him.
Right now I think
is that Serena maybe?
Yeah, it looks like it's probably Serena.
Cool, he's gonna try to chomp at her.
Okay. So go ahead and roll 3d6, and then I don't remember what his modifier is. We'll say it's a plus two.
Okay, so it's 8, plus 2 is 10, and he did roll doubles.
That only affects if it hits, and it does not hit.
Okay.
And then Torian is next.
Is it a free action to talk?
Yes.
Okay. Why are we fighting? Torian, puts his hands up real quick,
I don't understand the question, and I won't respond.
What work? What are we talking about?
So since you are in the middle of a fight while you're trying to talk, I need you to go ahead and roll communication to, convince them to kind of, step back from the fight and talk to you.
Excellent. Do you think perhaps this would fall under etiquette? Because that gives me a plus two.
Sure.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. I don't need it. I have 18, and I roll doubles.
Okay, what role-playing stunt do you want to use?
I'm going to read the role-playing stunts right now. And my drama die is a 6, so.
Nice. You're very dramatic.
I've got it. Enrage. No, wait.
No, probably not that one.
You're so okay, stun silence. You're so impressive, you leave all those who witness your display completely dumbfounded and unable to speak for at least a full round.
I mean, if you're trying to get them to talk to you.
It's
right.
Perfect.
New friends. Impresses, charms, or otherwise makes an NPC think better of you. Choose one character who now admires me and thinks me of a friend. If they're an enemy or dislike you already, make an opposed communication versus a willpower test. Will that work?
Yeah.
That's fine. Since we are in the middle of a battle, they won't think of you as a friend exactly, but they will, stop and listen to you if you get the opposed test. So go ahead and roll for the opposed test. Who do you want to do that toward?
Nekokata. Nekokata. Yeah.
And what do I roll? Willpower?
Yeah, willpower self-discipline versus my communications persuasion.
16.
Well... 12. So.
Okay, so new friends didn't work, but you can start, they'll talk. They'll listen if you talk.
Okay.
And I got doubles.
What role-playing stunt do you want
to use? Intimidate?
Yeah, that's a good one. We just came in here by accident. We don't know what you're doing, and we really, 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 really didn't want to fight. I'm Twarian. Nice dancing. You're doing great. This is all great, and I love it, and I'm not trying to stop anything. Please don't try to kill us, I guess.
So the woman looks at you and says, if you didn't want to fight, why would you bring your corruption here?
I mean, if I knew how to get rid of it, I would, but I don't. So, it just comes with me it's not like a thing that I picked up and brought with me. Oh, wait, are you talking about this mask? Hang on.
Oh my gosh.
I don't say that I didn't bring anything here to fight. Literally, I'm just carrying things and trying to get to a place, and this was, like, in between, and that's why we're here. Does that make sense?
Where are you trying to get to?
Like, the others, we were following a wolf, and it was walking along this path up above us, and then we fell down this hole, and the wolf was like, we'll meet you on the other side. Blimey. And so we, like, walked in the same direction, and there was a door, and then we went through it, and now we're here.
Serena, in your head you hear, don't trust them. They always come looking innocent at first.
And Ron kind of steals her guard and says, you are too cavalier with your corruption.
Maybe, like, I could see that. Maybe, like...
Did you just pull off a stunt, baby?
That was beautiful.
You know, my corruption hasn't really bothered me much since I got it, so maybe that's why, but, like...
That's probably not the right attitude to bring to this.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to get rid of my corruption. Can you help? Is that what you're doing? Are you doing not... Because I notice you guys are all kind of corrupt. Sorry. I hope that's not...
When you say that, Serena, like, takes a step back and looks disgusted with you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Can Squirt help now, or do I have to wait?
Yeah, can we just, like, back
this
away
is all
from
free
Torian?
Action. I still have some arcane already.
Can I just back away from Torian and be like, ooh.
When you say
I'm
that,
not corrupt.
Neko Kata's eyes just narrow and focus in on you.
Ron lowers her trident.
Really quickly, Torian tries to remember if he has water shaping and remembers that he does not.
Serena points her staff, so the glowing crystal is, like, pointed directly at your chest, and she demands that you explain what you're doing here.
I told you, accident.
You like, don't find this place by accident. We have cultivated this place. We've worked so hard to find a place like this. You don't simply stumble in here, bringing your corruption with you.
Can Squirt go?
Can Squirt please help?
Can I talk? I genuinely, like, can I?
Go ahead and roll communication.
Cool.
To see if they'll listen to you.
Squirt, please help. I do still have 3 points of role-playing stunt.
16? Actually, can I use persuasion?
Yeah, you can... Yeah, what are you trying to persuade them of?
18. Okay, so since she's saying, like, you don't find this place by accident, I'm gonna try to go with, like, a... Maybe we were meant to find you angle, and, like, maybe you can help us?
Serena doesn't lower her staff, but you see her eyes flicker over to Neko Kata. Neko, in your head, you hear, what do you think, friend?
I just want to say, so Torian got this corruption because he was trying to help people who were really in need. It didn't come from malice or because he did something wrong. It came because he was trying to help them understand a terrible artifact that was possessing them and making things bad. And I like to think that maybe we found you not by accident, but because you can help us in some way.
Can I sense that artifact that's on them?
Oh yeah, you can feel the corruption coming off of it.
As soon as you ask, I immediately respond, you cannot risk it. You cannot risk trusting these. They come corrupt themselves and with an artifact.
Do you communicate any of this with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have open conversation.
So I'm like, maybe we can convince them to open their packs. Drop what they have. If they don't respect it, they should leave it.
How can we... They came in and just attacked. Does that sound...
Okay, Serena doesn't lower her staff, and she looks at you and says, drop whatever corrupt art items you have on you, and step back.
Torian, I think we should.
But Dardis said that he knew someone who could get rid of this.
When you say that, she lowers her staff a little bit and says, Dardis? What do you know of Dardis?
Well, so it all started right when Talias...
Oh my god, wait, are you guys, like, in the same dance class?
Dude, Dardis knew this dancing faun. We called him Mr. Tumnuts.
It was pretty good. We were pretty excited about that.
Are you saying this in character?
Yes!
Yes! Everything we say is in character.
She raises her staff again and is pointing it at Torian again. And she looks so annoyed with you.
Dardis is our friend. And also, I don't know if you know Talaeth, but, like, him too. And,
yeah.
And we're working together to destroy this corrupt artifact, and it would really be helpful if you could either, like, let us go, or help us get back to Dardis, or,
If you want the item destroyed, then drop it.
Oh. Wait, can you really destroy it?
If you want it destroyed, drop it.
I want to...
Not what I asked.
Does Finn have, like, a sense deception thing?
He's got second sight.
Is that this... Because we want to make sure that they're not, like, just trying to, like, get this mask, right? Like...
Yeah.
Finn has empathy.
Can I roll communication bargaining?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
This is all happening on my turn, by the way.
Hey, I rolled 18. With a 6 on my stunt die.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Dang.
Sir, I am going to... Sorry.
That's fine. I mean, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Well, you just crushed it.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to basically tell them, if you want our help, leave the mask. Turn out your packs of all corruption. And, yeah, that's 20 with my bargain. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 22 with bargaining and communication.
Okay, so, well, Robin, since you have the mask, you can roll opposed if you don't want to drop it.
Okay.
So you can roll communication to oppose it.
Okay.
Can I help them destroy it? I like destroying things.
That's a 15, which I'm pretty sure will not beat that.
No, you did not beat it. So you drop the mask.
He drops his whole pack and is just like, if you can help us destroy it, that'd be great. Please, thanks. Alright. Cool. Finger guns. But not in a threatening way.
You are bad at this.
Real bad.
So I look over at Serena and I kind of like, what do you want me to do?
Be careful not to touch it. Whatever's in there, don't let it corrupt you.
So
also don't
can
look
we
at
hear
it for
her
too
say
long.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She says that out loud.
Okay, cool. Squirt's just like, yeah, I'm with her, like, don't touch it.
It is wrapped in like a cape cloak.
So you see this, you know. This warrior woman in, like, her heavy armor walk over to the pack and lift it up with the butt of her trident and just take it over to Serena.
Serena will just sort of, like, with her staff, like, no one is touching the bag. With the end of her staff, will sort of, like, flip the top of it open and peek inside. And then she'll sort of, like, guide the end of the trident and just tip it so everything that's in the pack falls into the water behind her.
Oh, no. All my books were in there.
Sucks to be you right now.
Yeah. My porn, I mean.
Sucks to your books.
As soon as the mask falls out, she'll sort of, like, shove the rest of the pack aside and focus on the mask.
Yes.
Why do you have this?
Well, okay. So here's what happened. Dardis found it, and then some bad shit went down, and then we saved Dardis, and we were gonna leave the mask, but then Dardus was like, you can't leave it here because it's gonna corrupt someone else. So we decided to take it with us so that we could go to people that Dardus knew who could destroy the mask and save us from being corrupt.
So Serena just keeps focusing on you, but Nekokata and Aran, in your head, you hear, I know, Dardus, I know. This sounds like something that he might encourage them to do to get rid of this, but if they're with him, where is he now, and why hasn't he contacted us?
Should we hear that?
No, that was in their head.
No, that was in their head.
Yeah, agreed. If Dardus had found this, he would not just let it out of his sight. He knows better.
Agreed.
I'm worried.
We need to find Dardus.
If he's even alive.
Hmm.
I don't know what y'all are thinking, but like, Dardus is cool. And
he's fine. You see the three of us like intensely staring at each other, sweat.
He's probably like over us right now. Like, he was with us a second ago, and he just like, we fell down a hole, and he didn't follow us.
Yeah, he was following a wolf. It was probably the better move.
Do you know that wolf, maybe? Is that,
yeah, you
like,
guys know anything about wolves?
One of your friends, or...
Sounds kind of like Rice
Darby. I personally hate them.
This does not sound like the Dardus I know. He would not just let the artifact go. He would try to find it.
All right, we need to figure this out. I will stay here and complete the ritual. You two take them above ground and see what you can figure out with them, but they can't stay here for the ritual. I can finish this on my own.
Okay.
Tafarian raises his hand.
Okay.
Are we done fighting?
We're done fighting if you agree to accompany my friends above ground.
Okay, well, that's fine.
You talking about this really adorable cheetah and the super hot fish lady? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds ideal, really.
Are you going to destroy the mask? Like, can I get some sort of confirmation? Because we really don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. And
yes, if you leave the mask with me, it will be destroyed.
Like now, or just like eventually?
As soon as you leave.
Can we negotiate for Rand to stay here for this destroying? Because he really likes to destroy things.
That's true.
I would love to help.
Tell me, warrior, what arcana do you possess that can help me destroy this corrupt mask?
Oh, I don't have any of that fancy arcana, but I can go berserk and just flail on this thing all day.
All day.
This is how Rand flirts.
Open.
Yeah, with a little eyebrow.
Amber, can you roll a communication for me?
Oh dear, you don't want that.
Yeah. And openly to everyone, Nakokata is just like, are you kidding me?
I am not. Finger guns to Nakokata.
Are finger guns a thing? Did we say that?
that's a thing now. It's
finger
totally
crossbows.
Yeah, they're crossbows, because they don't even have guns, right? Oh, so, as I expected, my communication role is pretty terrible. It's going to be an 8.
Okay.
Like I said, Rand is real good at smashing and killing, and real bad at everything else.
You can't stay with me while I destroy these items, but you can follow your friends upstairs.
What?
Ron, like, interjects himself or herself right between Serena and Rand. He's like, we move.
All right. We move, guys.
Are we going out the way that we came in?
No, they... So are you all going to follow them?
Yeah.
Rand's in, yeah.
Okay, so...
Torian puts away the fire shaping that he was going to use.
Okay. All right, so
if the talking didn't work,
so the two of them lead you deeper into the cavern and out a back way, and there are sort of like steps carved into the stone on the other side of the pond that you couldn't see from where you were inside of it, and they lead you up to the top, and at the top you don't see Dardus, Taliath, and Florin, but you do see the wolf.
Ugh.
Oh no.
This fucking guy.
And the wolf says, told you I'd see you on the other side. Seems like you're running into a bit of trouble, hey?
Son of a bitch, I want to kill you.
Do you know where our friends went?
Sure do, sent them ahead to the caravan.
Oh. Nice.
And the wolf looks at Nekokata and Ryan and says, hey, these jokers are with me. They got separated. They fell down the hole there. You know how it is.
They interrupted us at a crucial moment.
Oh, well.
So you did know the wolf, and you just, like, weren't going to tell us that you knew this wolf.
We're pretty good.
I look over my shoulder at you and just...
And the wolf looks at you and is like, you think I'm the only wolf in the world? You just said you know a wolf, and you thought they'd know. You think wolves look the same?
Led us to a place, and, like, dropped us down a hole. Like, yeah,
talking
like,
wolf with an accent.
Yeah, we thought that would be like a pretty common.
But you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's a lot of wolves.
As all this is going on, Neko and Ron, in your heads, you hear Serena say, "I'm gonna finish this. If they're true, if what they're saying is true, then they'd be willing to help us. We have that mission that we've been looking for someone to go on. Send them there, and if they can prove themselves, then we'll let them in."
Okay, love. We'll do so. And I'll go up to Ron and shoulder check them into towards the group. It's like, you talk to them.
All right. Ren looks at your group and says, so there is a group called the Silence. You will need to seek them out. I think you need to go to an auction called the Night Market. It will not be easy to get in. There's an artifact there. Nekokata, can you fill them in on the artifact?
Quick question. So Silence, like, E and... C-E or like T-S?
E-N-C-E.
C-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Nekokata looks at you and you hear in your head, do you understand everything you've been told? Do you understand who and what the Silence is?
I mean, I saw that episode, but...
I'm gonna say, like, no.
Would anyone like to find out if they know about the Silence? Maybe, like, roll for
Rand is pretty sure that he does not.
Okay,
yeah,
legit.
Somebody knows lore. Does Finn know lore?
I don't think so.
I think it might be Finn that knows lore. I think Finn might be the lore master in our group. I know who doesn't.
You, Tori.
Okay.
You don't have to roll. They can just explain everything to you. It's fine.
Do you know who doesn't know lore? It's Torian, because I rolled a 7. So,
dear God, you're like, yeah, books exist. That's a thing.
You've heard the term the Silence used before in reference to a group, but you have no idea who or what they are.
Great, thanks, Torian.
Okay, if we could just get, like, a Cliff Notes, that would be amazing. I would love that.
So, when you say Cliff Notes version, I roll my eyes at you.
They're criminals out looking for tainted objects.
Oh.
They control most of the crime, and what we need from you is for you to go and get a portion of the shadow heptagram. It is a dark, dark artifact that they are auctioning off, and we cannot let it get into the Shadow Hands.
Okay, so Shadow Hands.
No. The Hands of Shadow, whatever you want to call it. Just bad people.
I was like, is that a dance move?
Bad people.
Dancer Serena is currently doing Shadow Hands.
Yes.
It's like jazz hands, but a lot darker.
Rand doubly regrets not being able to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang it,
I missed out.
Torian looks very, like, knowing, like, ah, the shadow heptagram. So there are...
Rand points directly into Torian's face and screeches at him. You don't know shit about this, and you know it! But I am in. It sounds incredibly dangerous.
Ron looks back at the group and kind of like a mother says, now repeat back to me where you're going.
Night market,
and there's an auction, and we're looking for the shadow heptagram, and they're auctioning it off.
And I follow them.
Can't let it get into the shadow hands.
Oh, shadow hands.
Shadow hands are bad hands.
Destroy shadow hands.
I feel like Finn would be like, what manner of artifact is this? Sam from the other room just said, hey.
Incredible.
Rand just kind of roughly pats Finn on the head. Good job, buddy.
He's like, purr, purr.
Okay, what you know about the shadow heptagram, and we'll say that Torian knows this from his studies. Is it known?
I know everything about it.
You know what I'm about to tell you about it.
Excellent.
As far as you know, no one has actually seen it in a very, very long time. It's an incredibly ancient artifact that was used by some of the sorcerer kings of old. And during the Lich King Wars, it was damaged in order to stop the Lich King who was using it. It's an incredibly corrupt artifact. Anyone who comes in contact with it will immediately become corrupt. But it was broken into pieces, and this is one small piece of it. You don't actually know what it looks like. No one has seen it since the time of the Lich Kings. There have been some drawings that estimate what it probably looks like, but what the scholars agree on is that when you see it, you'll know. Like, you will feel the corruption coming off of it. Basically, like, if you get close enough to it, you will start to become corrupt. That's how dangerous this artifact is. But that's as much as you know about it. That's as much as anyone knows about it.
So why haven't you all tried to get it before? Oh,
but we have.
We are too well known.
But you were like, these people seem like they're capable of doing this, even though we
no one's heard of these assholes.
Do it.
Normally we'd be very discreet. And in fact, we've approached this with much caution. We wouldn't attempt to infiltrate something like the night market, but this artifact is too valuable. We had someone on the inside and able to gain entry, but we haven't heard from them.
Oh, what's their deal?
Well, all you need to know is that we have a method of entry for you.
Okay. So
where is the night market?
They give you a map of how to get to it.
Okay,
I'll put this in my backpack. Oh,
the night market is it's back into the Varen Marsh, and they've drawn you a crude map of approximately where they think it is, but they don't have an exact location.
Not a fan of that marshy bit.
Yeah, that's where I can't do my shaping.
As we're all sitting around, I'm using the Arcana Move object, and just a tiny wooden disc floats over to Skort, and I say, you'll need this to get in.
Are you gonna, like, try to, like, move it away when I try to grab it? Like, laugh at Skort moment? Like, I'm not very dexterous right now, but, like...
It just starts bobbing up in front of your face, like that. Catch me if you can.
Finn chomps it.
Oh no.
It's not made of glass.
Finn ate it. Do you have another one?
There's.
And I continue. Do not lose this. And you need to find ways to make one for every member of your party.
There's.
The night market is very strict about entry. And these invites are new every time. So, you cannot use the same one twice.
Oh.
There's also an associated passphrase that you must give when you're entering. And you must say this exactly. Canopy of night with roots deep in the earth.
Is that the whole thing?
And the wooden disc has a picture of an oak tree on it.
Cool. All right.
Can of peas at night with root beer.
That's what I heard.
Exactly.
Rand goes to give Torian a high five.
Please roll Torian's dexterity oblivious. For the success of that high five.
I was going to say Torian is oblivious, but...
Jessica, can I do a thing?
Yeah.
13.
12.
Yeah, that's fine. You get your dumb high five.
We look at each other's elbows
Rand
and
really
we get
wanted a high five. Rand really wanted to high five Torian in the face, so is that?
Who was it who got who was it who got the password wrong?
That was Torian.
That was Torian.
So I'm going to summon my psychic weapon.
Oh no.
Yes.
Which
yes.
as you watch, you see this bright white glow on Nekokata's face, and it just starts coming together into their forehead and then turns into this horn, and you see a cheetah catacorn.
Ah! Oh my god, amazing!
Oh my god, it's everything I've ever wanted.
And I go up to Torin and I just put my paws on their chest and the horn to their forehead without doing any damage, and I just say, "You need to take this more seriously."
Oh my god, that was so cool.
Rand stifles like an excited giggle about how cool the cheetah is and that Torian's getting fucking annihilated right now, and it's like, oh, what did I ever do to you? You know.
Torian seems nervous and says, "Canopy of night with roots deep in the earth."
And then Squirt also says, "Canopy of night with roots deep in the earth." And then she like gives a little wink to the fish lady.
I climb down and say, "Much better."
Hey, how do you do that catacorn thing, though? Can I do it?
Is it? I look at Finn and think at everyone. He should learn this.
Please, yes.
I'm going to get horns on my claw paws.
My dice eyes.
That's such a good Finn voice.
Should we go try to catch up with Dardus and Talaeth also and bring them with us to the night market?
No, they're, Dardus needs to rest, and the wolf tells you that he's going to rest at the caravan to heal up from his corruption.
Wait, we can do that?
Dardus
can.
Can
I rest in the caravan to heal up from my corruption?
Dardus can.
He's special.
One day. If we go to the night market, will they know that, I mean, will they sense my corruption? Is that good or bad? Do I need to be more or less corrupt than I am currently to get into the night market?
The night market, the members of the Silence are... There are not many adepts among them, so you should be fine. As long as you tell me what your mission is.
Canopy of night with roots deep in the earth?
That's the password. What's the mission?
Oh, get the shadow pep.
Perfect.
That sounds like a disease.
Nailed it.
It sounds like a magical disease.
Yeah. With them stuttering, I look at Rahan and I say, "We just need to give them a cover and hope they can get it right."
Oh, I don't know if they can take one more detail.
Oh, yumper.
I can take a lot
the easy
of
one. I immediately dismiss my horn. I say, just give them the agents of Inyor cover. That's the easiest to remember. All right.
So Inyor is an adept who is well known, but he's very reclusive. He's not seen. He sends people out to do his errands, and so it'd be best if you took on the guise of his agents. He has an obsession with these Fair artifacts.
Enough. His name is Inyor.
Inyor. Right?
E-I-N-U-R.
E-I-N-U-R.
And Inyor was his name.
That was in character.
How will we pass ourselves off as his agents?
Oh. It's pretty much just like when people ask, like, why you're there, who sent you. Because it's clear that, like, clearly none of you are powerful enough to have garnered your own invitations to the night market.
Well, all right, rude.
You'll see. Yeah,
that's wow. Like, super rude, but that's fine.
I mean, I broke a whole marsh with my wind shaping, but that's fine.
Yeah, literally everyone who does any kind of shaping in that marsh breaks it, so you're not special.
Fair enough. Torin wipes a tear away. No one knows why, because the narrator is not a person in this scene. All right, cool. So, like, what if we run into some other agents of Inyor?
Well?
Do they all know each other? Or can we be like, oh, yeah, he sent us too because he thought maybe you wouldn't be able to handle it?
Is there, like, a handshake that we should...
Is there a handshake?
If all else fails, you have weapons.
That is true.
I know. Mine were all in my backpack.
But you seem like a cunning lot.
You...
That's true.
I'll say.
That's a good point. If there's
That's
one,
being quite generous.
If there's one adjective I would use to describe us, it would be cunning. So. All right. Yes, I'm in. I'm on board. So we need more discs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we turn them in when we get there, or can I make some illusions with light shaping?
Man, he said we couldn't use them more than once.
I mean,
they'll take it from you when you get there.
Damn it. I thought maybe it was just, like, it looked different every time, so they would know if you're trying to pass off an old invitation as a new one. It's possible.
And if you're really looking to help us, we need to know who's running the night market.
Oh my god, okay, please.
Wait, what are we getting from this again?
Well,
the shadow heptagram. Oh, you mean
no?
Like,
I meant like, what is our benefit? For
you've
doing
rid yourself
this?
Of the corruption of that mask.
I mean, that is
exactly.
True. I do, but like,
what are you gonna like give us back the mask if we don't do this?
Yeah, like that's done.
I like pose my trident and kind of just flex.
Whoa. Okay.
I like
sold.
You. I like you a lot.
Everyone likes Ron.
I'll do whatever you want.
Can you teach Finn to do the horn thing? Can that be part of it? Yeah, I'm in. Scort?
So, would you be willing to help Torian get rid of his corruption if we do this?
Good point.
As you ask that, Serena finally makes it to the surface, and she's holding Torian's backpack with all the stuff, minus the mask, of course, in it, and it's all dry, and your books are fine. And she tosses it back to Torian.
He hugs it real hard.
And
so
you realize suddenly that you, all of you, feel a lot better than you have in a long time. You realize that there have been some strange thoughts you've been having lately that you haven't really realized they weren't even your own thoughts. And suddenly you can feel that. You can tell that, like, these are not the things that I actually believe. Like, this is not how I actually feel. We can address, like, what those were after the end of this scene, but, like, you suddenly feel a lot lighter. And Torian, When Serena comes back up, she tosses the bag to you, and as your hands are occupied, like, reaching out to grab it, she splashes some water in your face. And instead of 2 points of corruption, you now only have one.
Yeah.
You can't swim.
Oh, snap.
I would have drank it if you just had, like, a flask or something of it, but that's fine. Thank you. I feel better. This is very refreshing. Does anyone want to be splashed also?
No, thank you. Seems a messy business.
It's fine.
All right, well, that all seems good enough to me. Let's go to the night market.
Before you go, I've noticed that you have some interesting artifacts on you.
Oh, you mean my snap bracelet? I got it from a frog, kind of. It's a long story.
You are frogs, Rand points
at. Serena watches it happen and just sort of like raises an eyebrow but mostly ignores it. And says, I did notice the bracelet. I noticed too that you're not able to remove it.
I'm not? Oh. I try to remove it.
You can't.
Oh no.
You can't.
My worst fear is confirmed.
I never wanted to take it off, but now all I want to do is take it off.
You only get one slap with that one.
It's like a slap tattoo.
One and done.
Oh man, I would love a slap.
She looks to Skort and says, I was actually speaking of that branch you're holding.
A branch?
Yeah, you might not remember, but last time Kiki gave you a branch.
Oh yeah, that's
great.
Yeah. my Kiki love branch.
Nailed it.
Yes, I was wondering if you'd be willing to part with that.
Is it bad or is it good?
If it were bad, I would have taken it from you.
Well, that's ominous again.
Okay,
but I want it back because it's like kind of like a friendship thing, like because we were best friends.
They
met like I was Kiki's best friend, but like Kiki's not my best friend, you know.
Did you say they met on Timber?
I tried so hard to come up with that on my own. Man, there's a pun here. I'm
sure of it. So Serena sort of frowns and says, no, if you give it to me, I certainly wouldn't be able to give it back to you. How about a compromise? And it is, since it is part of a branch, it sort of like branches out into several different pieces. How about you just break me a small piece of it off?
Oh, you want to break off a piece of them?
I tried so hard. As soon as I started saying that sentence, I was like, I'm going about this the wrong way and someone's going to make the joke. I've got to readjust. And I couldn't. It was too late.
Yeah. So Skort breaks off like a piece of it and hands it to Serena.
Football cream.
Yeah, it's football cream.
Serena will hand it to Ron for safekeeping.
Do you two want to come with us
to
the night market and, like, help us do some shit?
The reason we're sending you to the night market is because we would be recognized.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. Do you want to, like,
so you've tried to fight them before?
Coffee later or something? Like, can we, like, meet up later?
Exchange contact info?
Yeah.
You stumbled upon us this time because you were with Dartus while you traveled. You will not be able to find us again. After you finish your work at the night market, we'll find you.
Oh. I was going to ask how we were going to get you the heptagram, so that makes sense. Robin has a question about the heptagram that I'm not 100% sure. So getting close to the full thing would make us become corrupt basically immediately. Are the pieces equally, like, powerful? Like,
you don't know.
To the piece, will we become okay?
There's no way for you to know. All of the lore on it was about the original heptagram, and no one has written anything on it since it was broken.
Okay. This sounds like a great opportunity for me to study and learn more about it and regain some conviction.
Boring.
Kalrick, did you have a question?
Serena, should we tell them about our friend at the night market?
Not yet.
Very well.
If we need their assistance, we'll deal with it when it comes to that.
What friend at the night market?
You didn't hear that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, that I'm sure that was psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Well, it's not for your ears. Don't you worry.
I'm sorry. Don't you worry your pretty little hand.
Bitches and liches and liches and bitches and bitches and liches friends.
Thank you so much, Kenny and Kelrick, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are so much
fun.
Thank
you guys. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, it was so nice to meet you.
We're definitely going to have you back. As long as they don't fuck up the night market too badly, then
I'm sorry we'll never see you guys again.
Can we put something in where we have them back even when we fuck up the night market
thing? When all of our characters are dead and we have to make new characters. Right.
Yeah. You guys will be there.
I can't wait to have a swimming contest with Finn.
I know, yes. I wanted it to happen so badly. We had so much set up for her interactions with Finn. I'm so bummed about it.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Yeah. And Nekokata, as you guys are leaving, will just go up, sort of hip check Skort and wink at you and head on into the caravan.
Ooh, I like that.
Skort, this is awesome.
Skort loves to wink because Katie can't wink.
Right.
So winking is Skort's favorite.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great. This is so
this was
much
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Thank you for letting us play with you for a while. This is great.
Of course. And
thank you guys for joining us.
And next time we'll do this again once the night market is done so we can get you on. And we'll have more for you to do next time too. Thank you for listening to this extra special episode of Bitches and Liches, and thank you again to our awesome guests, Kelrick and Kenny from the Experience Points podcast. Check them out for a wonderful Starfinder actual play podcast with an all-queer cast. That was the word cast a lot, wasn't it? I was a guest in episodes 11 and 12 of Experience Points, so make sure to get caught up so you can listen into the fun shenanigans I got up to with the crew. We have officially wrapped up the enormous Frog Secret arc, and we are now moving into Knight's Chimera Auction, which is based on the Night Market story from the Blue Rose Adventure Book Six of Swords. Also, just a quick announcement. Earlier this year, I went to PodCon, which was the inaugural year of this particular podcasting convention. I had an awesome time, and I met a ton of awesome people and podcasters, and I would really like to go back next year. There is currently an Indiegogo campaign to fund the next PodCon, so if you like podcasts and or cons, you should check out their Indiegogo and consider donating to help fund the next one. It was a wonderful experience for me, and you can check out the podcast about my time there in Feminerd episode 18, Jessica Goes to PodCon. There will be links to the Indiegogo and to that episode of Feminerd in the podcast description. Thanks again for tuning in and showing your love. If you like what we do and want to hear more from us, check us out on bitchteamalpha.com. And if you want to help us keep making awesome podcasts like these, please help us spread the word by telling a friend and consider supporting us on Patreon. Thanks again. Lich Team out.